On Fridays, we like to talk to NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown for a little segment that we call Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
But I don't know. Ask Sam.
What's going on today?
Our question comes to us from Peter in Londonderry.
It occurred to me the other day, man, I wasn't sure. Are there certain audio frequencies that birds can hear but humans can't, in the similar way that dog whistles work, that kind of thing?
Yeah, interesting question. I don't know if I've ever pondered such a thing.
Well, so let's talk basics here. Let's talk some numbers. Humans, if especially like baby humans, can hear up to 20,000 hertz.
Yep.
But the number of rock concerts you attend can sort of take a dent in that upper number.
I think I'm somewhere around 10K at this point.
So humans are 20,000 at their best.
Yep.
Dogs can hear up to like 35 or even 65,000.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So those are the numbers I started with as I started to hunt around for studies on bird hearing. I was directed to one that was promisingly titled High Frequency Hearing in a Hummingbird that discussed the Ecuadorian Hillstar Hummingbird, which makes and responds to the highest frequency bird call that we know about. And it was around 13,000 hertz.
Oh, well, that's squarely within the human spectrum.
Yeah, so the answer is no. Next question.
And that concludes Ask Sam for this week. Thank you very much for your question.
But while it doesn't seem that birds, as far as we know, do not seem to be able to hear notes that are much, much higher than the ones that we can hear, that is not to say there are not cool things about bird hearing. So let's just sort of redirect and talk about cool bird hearing facts, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, so smaller creatures generally, and this includes birds, actually perceive time differently than we do. So there's this experiment where researchers measured the neural response of animals to a blinking strobe light, and they sort of sped it up faster and faster until the animals started to perceive it as not blinking, as just like a solid light. And the smaller the creature, the faster that they were able to distinguish the blinking. And so Marcela Fernandez-Peters, who researches cognition at UMass Amherst, says that for birds, this means that they're able to distinguish between the notes of bird songs that would go by too fast for the human ear.
Almost like a musician that can play faster than another musician because they can just perceive those beats somehow.
They're living in like bullet time. It's like the Matrix. They can like
Keanu Reeves style bird look. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Next fact. They may not be able to hear things at higher frequencies than us, but some of them just hear straight up better. And the unchallenged champions in this regard are owls, and especially barn owls, which are the ones with the sort of like circular face.
They're just more sensitive.
Yeah. So first of all, their face acts as kind of like a focusing dish that like concentrates the sound in on their ear. And then they have these asymmetrical ears that helps them to distinguish like the elevation that their prey is at so they can swoop down and catch them in the middle of the night.
Wow.
And Marcela says that when you look at inside the hearing organs and also the brains of owls, they have just way more cells dedicated to hearing at certain frequencies than we do. And in this way, they're actually more similar to bat brains than to human brains.
We know that they do have a lot of real estate dedicated to these high frequencies, which it seems that help them in sound localization and especially like determine elevation of where the sound is coming from, so which is very specialized.
And presumably they haven't spent a lot of time listening to Iggy Pop and the Stooges, so my feeling would that their hearing would probably be better than mine anyway.
Yes. Certainly, yeah, okay. Certainly if you were to go out in the middle of the night and try to pounce on a vole with your eyes closed, you probably wouldn't be able to. But you made a good comment here, because even if an owl were to be an Iggy Pop enthusiast,
as one is,
the niftiest thing about bird ears is, and this is actually probably the thing that we're most interested in studying, because it would be really useful for us to know how it is biologically that they do it, is birds don't get hearing loss. So the delicate little hair cells that we use to detect sounds, in humans, once you damage one of those, they're gone forever. You lose that frequency. In birds, they just grow back.
Unbelievable. You know what?
Bird facts, Rick.
Every time, Sam, every time. I am educated. If you have a question for our own Sam Evans-Brown, something about the natural world that you want Sam to research, how can they get a hold of you?
You can call 1-844-GO-OTTER or record a message on your smartphone and email it to outsidein@nhpr.org.
We'd love to hear from you. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Rick.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.